Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with the Faith and Freedom Show. Yes, I'm a Christian extremist, and I say crazy things on the radio, sometimes just lovingly for entertainment. I can even be offensive, and I don't mean to. I just be, you know, let's just be silly every now and then. We got to be silly. But what I've got today, Emily Fitzpatrick, HopeHouse.com. HopeHouse.com. They've been doing this for about, I guess, about 2 years ago. You started getting the house together. But one of the things you mentioned to me just before the break, and by the way, guys, don't fund it. And I'm going to talk about not funding it later. I'm going to actually probably come back tomorrow and talk about some of the things in a little bit more detail. But we're just kind of covering the highlights here. You said you were not government supported. There's a lot of folks in our listening audience that kind of want the government to take over everything. And I'm saying, no, what I'd like people to do is be Christian extremists and love their neighbor as herself so that the government doesn't have to do it. And you actually get a lot more mileage for the money by just being a Christian extremist lunatic who's willing to just do that great stuff, loving their neighbor as themselves. And as an exercise of faith, you were saying that you guys are 501c3 registered so that the FBI can refer people to you and things like that. They're fully checked out to make sure you're safe and not a cult going to take the girls off and,
right.
You know, and exploit them doing some other thing or something like that, you know, handing out flowers in airports or something.
Right.
But you aren't taking you are not eligible and you refuse to take government grants that are out there because you don't want to, you said on the break, you don't want to compromise your freedom to approach these needs the way they need to be approached. Tell us about that.
Well, I just want to be able to make sure that we can, the staff that we have here are Christians, believing in Jesus Christ. Christian can mean a lot of things to different people, but we don't want to compromise that and have to, bring people on our staff and volunteers that don't share that belief. While absolutely we would allow a girl to come into a home who doesn't believe that way and be very accepting and loving and gentle with her and not forceful at all, but amongst our team, we have to be united, and that's what keeps us united. And like I told you, the government right now has tons of money available, and they're really starting to take notice of what's happening here in the United States. And I knew a lady that just got a $500,000 grant. But, you know, and a part of that is like, well, we could just go do this and get all this money. But for me, I personally feel like it would kind of be selling out because, you know, I just feel that the Lord has given this vision, and He's led us this far, and He has done things in ways that, you know, we could have never done ourselves. And it's so much fun just to watch Him work and bring connections and network and bring people into our path, and just in ways that He gets all the credit because there's nothing that we can do without Him.
So it's an exercise of love.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and just faith and trust.
Right.
You know, and waiting on His timing, you know, for His timing is everything.
And I will tell you also, just it is, I think, is an encouragement to folks when they do give, and suddenly, I mean, it's a liberating when you, instead of going, oh, what do I do with this? It's mine. I might need something. And all of a sudden you just set yourself free from it and start giving. And it's amazing how liberating it is. And you guys don't have like your executive person is making $700 million a year, right? I mean,
we have three people on staff, okay, and our staff salary is $1,000 a month, so if that tells you anything.
Well, you can't live on $1,000 a month.
And that's for three people.
That's for your expenses.
Yeah, that's our salaries that we pay our staff. There's three people on staff, and each month it's about $1,000 that goes to salaries.
Wow.
So you can tell, like, we're not in this for money. I mean, that's just a little, you know, helpful. Just a tiny bit, you know, but
right.
The people that work with us are doing this because they feel called to do this, and this
wow.
is God has them.
And this is an opportunity. I was talking to somebody. My daughter and I had a lunch with a guy's name is Bernie Gelat, and he's all over the world doing stuff, and he exposed my daughter Bethany to that kind of ministry, the kind of thing that you're doing. I read your website at HopeHouse.com. Or HopeHouseNC.com, but it was the EmilyFitzpatrick.com website where you talked about your being exposed to this kind of ministry and the trauma and the havoc that's being reaped in people's life or wreaked in people's life all over the globe. And she was exposed to the same thing.
Right.
And I don't know what I was going to say there, but it's just I got an over 40 moment here. But,
well, sometimes, like, you know, in other places, like we're, you know, probably what Bethany's seen, and then when I went to Thailand, it's more open. Like, out in the public, you can walk down the streets of Bangkok and see children holding hands of grown men, and you know what's going on. But here, it's just, I mean, it's just as bad. It's just more hidden. You know,
right.
It's behind closed doors.
Right. Well, I was the point I was making is when she saw it, there was something that just ding, 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 and she's, oh, my goodness. And she got a passion for that. I will tell you, you can't go into that without that particular passion. You can't just, well, I think I'm going to go do this.
Right.
This is, I'm talking, you know, when you talk about spiritual warfare and all that other kind of stuff and danger. I mean, there's physical danger when you're involved in this kind of ministry, is there not?
Chased by a pimp at one point doing street outreach. And it was scary. We talked to a girl and she was so afraid because these girls are trained. They are manipulated. They are scared to death. And they know if they talk to anybody that, I mean, they get burnt, they get tortured, they get beat, raped. You know, some people think a prostitute can't be raped. That is so false. And so one of the girls that we talked to, she went and told her pimp, and he chased us, and we were able to get away, but it was scary. You know, you just have to be so careful, and that's why we don't disclose the location of the home. And anybody that comes here has to commit to a safety plan where they don't let people know where they're at. And we're just very careful. It's taken a lot of time to really think things through and how we want to approach, you know, what we're doing here, but just to be careful.
Okay, we're talking to Emily Fitzpatrick of On Eagle's Wings Ministries. And she runs the Hope House. If you want to find out more and know how to get some help, it's hopehouse.com. And also, the phone number, go ahead and I got it right here. It's 877-276-8023, 877-276-8023. And so that's if you need to have more information. If you'd like to get a hold of somebody, and even our number is 888-850-1872. And if you need to connect with these folks and want to do it clandestinely, and let's say if somebody followed up the phone number that you called and they found out it was Hope House, you might get in trouble. There's other things that you can do. You can accidentally dial 888-850-1872. I could give you a phone number to a professor, and if you dial his 800, his toll-free number, you'll get him. If you dial the wrong toll-free prefix, you'll get a trashy, some kind of trash. I did this by accident. I was actually interviewing a professor at Montreat, and I dialed in the I thought it was going to be 800 or 888 or something like that. I just dialed in the wrong prefix, and I got some trashy thing over the phone. So I could actually put in touch with somebody who could rescue you up in that area, and it could have been just, oh, I just accidentally hit the wrong prefix. I was calling the trash line. I mean, there's weird things you can do. If you need to be rescued, don't hesitate to call, and I have a tendency to not tell people about you. You know, my wife, when I was on staff with a church, my wife would find out things years later, and she goes, you know, oh, you, did you hear about so-and-so? I said, well, I don't want to say whether. She goes, you have, huh? Well, that was 2 years ago. You know, I just keep my mouth shut. I mean, it's called confidentiality. We do operate in that realm here. That's why we're at Freedom Ministries. Access, our freedom comes in proportion to our faith, and so that's what we're going to do. So it's HopeHouseNC.com. Okay, Emily, what I'd like you to do, we've got a pretty broad Florida audience. We've got some people listening to LibertyWorksRadioNetwork.com, and we've got a few people tuning into my currently on my video stream right here. Really, this is your opportunity to just talk to somebody, whatever you want to say, whether it's a person who's being exploiting,
right,
or the being exploited. I'll give you the microphone.
Right. Well, first I want to address the men. And, you know, I think that to end demand, you know, without a buyer, there would be no demand. And I know that many men struggle with sexual addictions and pornography, and even within the church, it's a problem. But, you know, I just ask you to seek out help, you know, and not to be ashamed if you're going through that, or not to feel condemned. If you have a problem, speak up, you know, go to somebody for help. It's an addiction, and there are ways that you can get counseling or receive help. And just want you to really think about, like, if that was your daughter, you know, if you're going to a strip club and frequenting those places, what if that was your little girl on stage and all these men were throwing dollar bills at her? How would you feel? Or, you know, you're driving through a truck stop and you see a young girl pecking on windows. You know, she's not doing that because she wants sexual pleasure. She's doing that because she's being forced and she has somebody she's working for. These girls that are young like that do not receive the money. That is just, they are giving quotas to me, and they are in big trouble if they don't meet those quotas. So just think about that stuff. You know, really stop and think. And like I said, just speak up. Don't feel ashamed. I mean, it's something that can be helped. And with girls, you know, I think that, you know, as women, we tend to sometimes look to media and, you know, what they tell us we should look like or be like. And maybe you've been in the strip club industry, or maybe you've been an escort service, or maybe you've just done things that you're not proud of because of low self-esteem. And just, I want to say to you ladies, you know, there is help and there's hope. And there is, you know, ways to get the counseling that you need, and to just to learn to love yourself. That's one of the things that I've had to learn. You know, it's taken 9 years of walking with the Lord to just really love myself and not try to be what society says I should be, but just be who I am and, you know, accept my flaws and imperfections. But know that God loves me, and he has a plan for my life, and just like he does yours, and a purpose.
Folks, Emily Fitzpatrick, there is hope. There's a place of hope. There's a place of rescue available today. A place of rescue available today. Even if you called today and you say, well, how do we get from here to there? Hey, we've had to fake it in the past for people's situation. And, you know, it's just one of those things where when the need arises, you just call who you got to call, and we'll see if we can get you to the right place. So our number here, I'm going to be repeating it, but Emily Fitzpatrick, hopehouse.nc. The phone number is 877-276-8023. If you want to make donations, again, check it out online at hopehousenc.com. But also, it's on Eagles Wings Ministries is the, I guess, the banner ministry that this thing is under, that Hope House is under, and it's P.O. Box 9737, Asheville, North Carolina. We appreciate the questions that Billy posed to us today, and it's at zip code 28815. We're going to have that available, and you can contact me at our number anytime. Thank you for being here with us today, Emily Fitzpatrick, and obviously the Lord is with you. And we're just going to hope that and hope to see someday we're going to hear news of restored lives. And so I just appreciate you being with us here today.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Emily.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye. Hey, folks, you can do something. You can do something. You can take a little time out of your day. A little time out of your day, a little bit money out of your pay. Consider this, hopehousenc.com. She didn't call me to say, hey, can you interview me and do an infomercial? Folks, this is a need. This stuff's really happening today. It's happening on our watch. It's a legitimate purpose of government to police it. There's slavery happening today, folks. Where are those who are against slavery? Huh? Oh, I don't have enough to give. You don't have 50 cents? I don't know. Hey, you're listening to David Allen Carmichael. I call this my Faith and Freedom Show. I talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, right versus wrong. I dare you to listen, pay attention. We're going to come back. We're going to listen. We're going to talk to William Collins. He's running for office. Which district? It's going to be interesting. He'd like to represent you. Tune in. Freedom 104.3 FM.